All right, the band is Little Feet. The song there is Rad Gumbo to get us going this morning as we get ready to feed the resistance. I've got the food. Dee's got the beer. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I actually made this dish once before for Feed the Resistance, and I remember when we ate this, I said, this is a dish that Laura and I have made kind of our traditional Friendsgiving dish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figured we can do a little Friendsgiving right now.
Heck yeah.
And do some rad gumbo. It's actually smoked turkey gumbo. And I mentioned way back then when I made it that I'd never cook anything out of an ad in a magazine. The recipe comes from an ad in a magazine. This was in Gourmet magazine many, many years ago. And it's actually an ad for Louisiana. And the whole ad is centered around an actress, Faith Ford. You might remember her.
No.
From, what was she in? Hope and Faith and Murphy Brown, and
oh,
she's been
okay.
in a few other shows as well.
Yep.
She was born and raised in Louisiana, and so she kind of like goes over all her favorite things about Louisiana and then offers up a recipe that she claims is her Aunt Brenda's recipe for
Brenda
North Louisiana smoked turkey gumbo. Said her uncle always smoked the turkey, and then her aunt made this smoked turkey gumbo with the leftovers. So
that's right, yeah, and we had made it for Mardi Gras before.
Yeah, exactly.
So my pairing last time had to do with Mardi Gras.
That's right. It was like Mardi Gras Amber or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't remember exactly what it was.
Death by King Cake.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. So this time I am pairing with a Hinterland brew, which if you ever get up to Green Bay, you need to hit up Hinterland, and you need to get the Brussels sprouts. Without a doubt, the most delicious Brussels sprouts I have ever had in my life.
And Brussels sprouts, by the way, as much as little kids will tell you they're awful, they're wonderful.
Dude, they're so good. They're so good.
Every little kid hates them without even trying them.
I know. But then, like, something happens in your 30s.
You put bacon on them.
Right?
That's what happens in your 30s. Hey, wait, with a little bacon, this would be pretty good.
That's a valid point, Pat. So this time I paired it with an amber ale. This is Splitty Open Road Amber Ale. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, obviously with your turkey, it's a roasted kind of, roasted to perfection kind of thing. And that's the same thing. You're getting those roasty, malty notes with the amber ale. So it should pair perfectly together, hopefully. They say with grilled or roasted meats, the amber ale is the way to go. So
let's give it a shot, see what it tastes like.
Good gumbo.
I will say one thing. Yeah, I was a little disappointed in one aspect of the gumbo. The only andouille sausage I could find is like a big national brand.
Yeah, and you wanted something a little
more. I wanted something a little more authentic, and that chewiness is from that andouille.
Oh,
it's kind
gotcha.
Of chewy. Yeah, but yeah, the pairing works really well.
The pairing does work well, and it brings out the tail end of that amber ale. I'm trying to fit, like, there's a hop or something that comes out. That doesn't ordinarily come out when you don't have it with the gumbo. So that's kind of a neat little pairing there. But yeah, all right, there we go. We did it again.
We did it again, yeah. We cook, we eat, we drink. We feed the resistance every Friday, right about this time, on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.